Today's Shia Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Simin Lamed Beis, Sif Mem Hei. Yitein kol parsha b'bayis shalah. You have to put every parsha in its own particular bias, its own particular compartment that it goes into. Shetehei is a kufa, and the way you should put it in is standing, mu'ud, straight up, standing b'beisa in its bias, in its compartment. Zekufa, standing, kederech kriyasa. In standing up, the way you would read it. Ukederech shemamidim sefer Torah, the way you would stand up a sefer Torah, behechel, in the Aron Kodesh. Uvidiyevet, however, vidiyevet, in nasna, in isana, sham mushkeves, if vidiyevet, you put it lying down in the compartment of the bias, of each bias. Right? Ein lifsolat tefillin b'shulzeh. You should not pass all the tefillin because of this. Ken kasav ha-beis Yosef, if you have it not standing up. B'shem Ari ben Chaviv, Beis Yosef writes this, B'shem Ari ben Chaviv, Kain Kasav, and also the Bach says as well, it won't pass over the Yevet, V'ayim Megad Avram, check out the Magad Avram. V'nira, however, the Mishnah Berurah says, when we say that the Yevet it's okay, it means you were Yotze. V'nira, D'b'chol Makom Allah Habba, however, for the future usage, you can't say, oh, but the Yevet it was made that way, and therefore you keep it that way. So there are sometimes the Yevet that means if it was the Yevet made that way, it's okay. You can leave it that way. Here he's not saying that, he's saying, B'dievet, you were Yotze, if you had your parshios lying down. However, for the future, tzarachatake, and you have to fix the bias to have the cloth, to have the power standing up, the way it would be standing up, okay, top upwards, like in a heichal, sefer Torah like in a heichal. Da'ayinu sheyotzi'ayim v'yanichim galacha, meaning you should take out the cloth, if it was lying down, and put it back in, standing up, kalacha, according to halacha, memvav inside the shulchan aruch. Yeah, Gilyon, Elyon, Tchila, Shazeu, Shur Elyona. He says the Gilyon, the rolled up cloth, okay, should be put up, how? Standing up with the Shura Elyona, with the top line being on top. The Gilyon Tachton, Litzad, Parabatim, and the bottom line should be towards the bottom of the entranceway of the batim, which is the bottom of the batim, meaning it has to be standing upright, as if you were reading downward, like you'd have it standing in the aron. Mr. Brura, Litzad Peh, Reshid Dalid, Tilav Achi, because if you didn't have it standing this way, Yamdua Osios, the Osios would be standing Hafuchos, upside down, Neged Akore. That's the one who would, let's say, be reading it. If you had someone, for example, reading, let's say, the batim were invisible and you could read through, you'd have the letters upside down, unless you have the top line facing up and the bottom line facing towards the bottom, towards the peh, towards the entranceway, which comes from the bottom of the bias. Now, let's move into the Ramah in Memvav. The Rosh HaParsha Yemunach Litzad Yemin HaKorei. And he's saying here, the beginning of the Parsha should be to the right side of the kore. What does that mean? It means that in the compartment, the beginning of the parsha that you have should be there in a way that if someone would be able to read through the bias, as the Rama goes on, Shimbal the Paschan, if he, let's say, would open it, Ulakaran, and he'd read from that cloth, that parsha that's in there, Yumunachim Lefanav, it would be in front of him, Kehilchasan, it will be in, right, it will be, the Parsha would be open right in front of him, Kehilchasan. Look at Kehilchasan, Reish Tesvav, Shari Matzino, Sheseder Anachasan, because we have seen that the Seder of the Anacha in the Batim, the order of putting the Parshas in the Batim, Gam Kain Haim, they are also Misudarim, they are also set up, Lifnei Yemin HaKore, also based on the right of the Kore. Asher hu omed neged hameniach. Just the parshios themselves are based on the right of the one who's reading it, directly keneged, opposite the one who puts on his tefillin. She had korei kaseder, so he'd be able to read to the seder. So in other words, the first parsha to the one who's reading it, it should be on the right. To the one whose head it's on, it's going to be on the left. And that's in terms of the parshios, and therefore, right? That's what he says. Mitchila, what do you have is, Mitchila, you have Parshas Kadesh, Shel Yamino. in terms of the parshios itself, you have Kadesh first on, in the right bias. V'yachakach in the second compartment, you have parshas Vayakiv V'yachal. Ushara parshios right after that. Kamosha Kasa, like we wrote, like we'll see coming up in Siman Lama Dalit. Al Kain, therefore, the Shulchan Aruch is saying here, Tzarech Liyos Sofa Glila. So to hear, in the rolling up of the cloth, the Rosh of the Parsha also has to be Gam Kain Mitzad Yamin Negdo. Also has to be on to the right side of the one who would be reading it if he would be able to, let's say, read through, he had X-ray vision and would be able to see through the bias. That's where the Rosh, the beginning of the Parsha would be to the right side of the one reading it. Mem Zayin, Im Kasav. We're in the Shulchan Aruch now. Im Kasav Kol Arba Parshios Beklaf Echad Ksherim. If the Shel Rosh, instead of writing all the Parshios on four different cloths, which we said is obviously the way you have to do it, L'chatchila, to put them each into separate compartments standing up, but if you did do it and you wrote all the Arba Parshios in one cloth, it's going to be kasher. Afilu ein revach beinayim. Even if there's no separation between the parshios at all. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Reish Tes Zayin. Afilu ein rotzo lomar. This means to say, v'kol shekein would be okay kishiyesh revach bein parshios. For sure it would be okay if there's a space between the parshios. Why? Because there, you wouldn't leave it. Sheyuchol l'chatcham, because you'd be able to do what? You'd be able to cut it via shtayer, and as long as you were able to cut it, and it would be left, kedei hekef gavil, there'd be enough so that there'd be parchment, blank parchment around each parsha after you cut it, l'kol achas, the shapadami, that would be good. Af, tebe saksiva, ksavam v'klav achad. Even though, when you wrote it, it was written on one cloth, that's going to be good, because he cuts it up into four, and that's even better, he'd be cutting it up into four parshios to be able to put it into the batim, separate, standing up in each of the mini compartments in Yer Shel Rosh. The Kasu Achronim, and the Achronim write, Afagad de Kishain Revach Beineyem, even though when there is no space in between, Yiye Muchrach Lahaniach, you'd be compelled to put every parsha bebesa shalom bezakifa. You have to think it through. Since you get all the parshios that are on one cloth that you can't cut because there's not enough space to cut it and have hekef gavil, so you would not be able to roll it up and have each parsha standing, because the only way you're going to be able to get it into each compartment would be to have it lying down and then at the end of each parsha, then move it in to each subsequent bias, but obviously it would have to be the cloth rolled out, lying down, going through each of the batim, so therefore it would not be able to be standing up, rolled up. Afilu achi kasher, even so it's kasher, ki askifa eina ela la mitzvah, because the skifa is only la mitzvah. Kein mizbar ha-perish, standing up is only la mitzvah. Kein mizbar ha-perish lefi masha kasav ha-beis Yosef, this seems to be the way it was explained as in the Beis Yosef, b'shem Mari, Umari ben Chaviv, v'chein iskim ha-bach, and this the Bach is maskim to as well, v'yein b'magen Avram, and check out the Magen Avram, b'shem ha-darche Moshe. So back to the Shulchan, he says, v'vad she'yechut o meshicha ben kol bayis v'bayis. He says, and this is only going to be good if you have some type of string or band usually made out of giddin coming through each bias and coming out, showing that it's apparent that these are four separate batim with four separate parshios in it. We're going to see later on that this, as Mr. Brewer is going to point this out, that this is l'chatchila even when you have separate parshios, separate cloths going in each of the batim, to have, when they make it, when they put the giddin in there, and they tie the batim of the tefillin, they, l'chadchila, put the giddin through each of the batim, through each of the many compartments, to show the distinction between, that there are four mini batim here. But here he says, because it's made out of one cloth going through, it's more than just lechatchila. You have to, with the eved, you have to have these strings going through if you're going to be using one big cloth that you're now rolling through and squeezing through each of the bottoms. So we'll see this inside now in the Mishnah Berurah, Reishi and Omashicha, wrote to Lomar. This means to say, the kevish because of a parshios be'or echad, since you're writing the parshia with one piece of cloth, tzarech lahafsik b'chut, you have to be mafsik between, with a chut or meshicha, with some type of string, with it, or begid, we'll see, that's what you usually use, a gid, right? The sinu, the vessel of the animal, kamosha anu noagin, which is our minag, as I just pointed out, the stam, it's our minag, bein bayis labayis, to put it in between each bias, kedei lateis, in order to give a heker, shabartim, that the batim are moved on a separate. Aval b'ksava parshias al dalat oros, but if you have the parshias on four oros, ain't sarach meikar adin, right, this is talking about meikar adin, latei klum, you don't have to put anything between bias la bias. Okay, even though that's our minhag to do it, as we're going to see coming up in the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh poskim divichol gadim torah leid hadol ben abatim, there are poskim, however, not like we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch, that actually hold, no matter what, you have to have a hevdel bein habatim, between the batim, you have to make this separation with the gidin or the chut or the meshicha to go ahead and show that they are separate batim coming out. Chayin yesh lenog, and that's the way where you should be noeg. Okay, and that's the way we're noeg also. K'moshe kaza mechaber, like the mechaber himself writes, v'yavir l'kam v'sif nanal, v'yavir chut, you should have the chut that you are using to tie up the batim, he says there, should go through the compartments themselves for them coming out, so that you'll see that distinction between the different batim. Umakomakon, the Indian Dieved, however, Dieved, Kasavataz, Deino Ma'akev Shav, is not going to be Ma'akev, okay, in a case where you mamish have four separate parshios, Sha'ika, Kesvara Rishona, the Iker is like the Svara Rishona, that you would not need to have the strings, the Gidin or the Chutin coming out of each mini bias, except in the case where you have one cloth, and you didn't cut the, you couldn't cut the cloth into four separate cloths, four separate parshios. If it's one cloth going all through those four batim, then you definitely need to have the chutim coming through to give the appearance of, again, it comes through on the bottom, there's like a hole on the bottom of the very, very tiny, for the chut to come out at the bottom of the tefillin where the tefiros are, and that's the halacha b'di'eved only by when you have that one cloth. Now back to the Shulchan Aruch. Shalyad kaseva arba parshios beklaf echad. The shalyad, you write the arba parshios on one cloth, not on four cloths, as we had by the shalosh. The goal also misofel v'chasa. And once again, you roll it up from the end to the beginning of the parsha. The karech, right, from the end of the line to the beginning, to the right, to the beginning of the line. That's how you roll it. The karech klaf aleim. And once again, you put a klaf, you wrap a cloth around that cloth, usar egel, and you also have the sar egel as well, the hair of the egel, umachnisam bebesam, and you put it into the bias, which is one bias by the shalyad, kemor like the shalrosh. Then he goes on the Shulchan Aruch. Im ksavam al arba klafim, if however you wrote your tefillin shalyad on four klafim, and not only did you write it on four klafim, Hinicham ba'arba batim, and you put them in four batim, and as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, even if you put it in a regular shul, which is regularly, basically a regular shulrosh box, where you have the shins on both sides, yotza, you'll be yotze. Ah, but you have the shins on the sides which aren't good, and you have it apparent that you have like four separate batim with the grooves there. How could that be good for the shalyad? She says, "V'hu sheyatle perush yichase." That's only going to be good if you cover or al arba batim, one another piece of leather on top of all these four mini batim. Sheniyenirim kibayis, that will appear as one bias. You have to put over on top of it one whole layer of leather and obviously sew it down to the bottom, to the base, and then it would be okay. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Reishud Ches ba'arba batim. The kol shekeinim in yachad bayis echad, and kal v'chomer would be good if he put all four parshios in one of the batim, the tfeyadim, that would be even better. In one of the many batim. Again, we're putting in the shalyad, we're saying that if he had the four parshios in different batim, if he covered over with one layer of leather to make it into one bayis, that would be good. He says, for sure, if you put it into one of the many compartments, right, that would be good. V'haminag, let's go down to the Ramah. The Ramah, v'haminag v'dapkan b'devek. The minag is to, if you have four separate parshios, you should not put them in the tefillin shel rosh. But rather, if you have four separate, and then cover it with what? With a layer of leather. But rather, if you have four separate parshios, the minag, he says, is to glue b'devek. With glue, shiakol keklaf echad, so it would all be like one cloth. V'yizaroli told devek kasher, and you should be careful to take their glue, meaning not from a non-kosher species. Mishnah Brura, v'haminag rotzalomar. This means to say, imenicham bebayis echad, if you're putting it in one bias, and you have four parshios, after bevada yatza mikol makom lechatchila, even though you're going to be yotze lechatchila, mitzvah ledalkam lechatchila, should not put in your shalyad four different cloths, four different parshios. Lechatchila, you should glue them together. Kasu achronim, de'afsh lechatchila mitzvah lechtov ar parshios shalyad beklaf echad. Even though it's a mitzvah lechatchila to write the arba parshio, the four parshios of the shalyad in one cloth. Mikol makom im kvar kasav ba'arba klafim. If you already wrote them on four different cloths, chashiv k'di'eved, it's considered like v'di'eved, and you'd be able to glue them together and use them for your shalyad. U'mutu l'anichem l'chadchila im madbikam mikaydem. And you'd be therefore, it would be okay to l'chadchila put them in your shalyad as long as you glue it before you put it into the shalyad. V'im nimtza toz b'pa revius. And now he's just giving an eitzah. And he says, since you can glue the cloths together, so let's say you make one big cloth of a shalyad, which is lechatchila, you shouldn't make separate cloths and go ahead and glue them together. But let's say you made the whole tefillin shalyad, all the columns on one piece of parchment, and then you got to the parsha revius. And in the parsha revius, you find an nimtza tos, the parsha revius, on this one big, long cloth. So based on what we've been saying, mutta lekasva, the cloth levad, you could write over that fourth parsha on a separate cloth, afilu lechatchila. So even lechatchila, meaning cut off the fourth parsha, make a separate cloth of the fourth parsha, and lechatchila be madik, and then that would be the way to fix the fourth parsha lechatchila. Right? Because that would be like a divyevet situation. It's like what's called a lechatchila in a divyevet situation. That since you messed up the fourth parsha, so instead of scraping off all those letters because you need kesidron, just cut off the cloth of the fourth parsha, make a whole separate parsha on another piece of cloth, and it's together with glue. Mishnah Brura, Devek Kasher, Reish Chaf, Devek Kasher, Rotalomar, Mibehema, Tahira. This means to say, you should use Devek Kasher, means from a kosher species. The kasav pre-megadim is you shouldn't use glue from an animal. They used to make glue sometimes from the animal. Okay, you shouldn't use it from a behemoth, from a pig, from a non-kosher animal, from a horse. The kasav pre-megadim, dezer rak la mitzvah. This is only the mitzvah of a lo likuva. But it's not likuva. If you had glue from a non-kosher animal, that would not be ma'akev, kevin da dibuk in a ma'akev, because since dibuk is not something that is likuva, you could actually have the parshios in there not attached. It's only the chatchila. It's not ma'akev. The melein kepeda v'man bedabek. Therefore, there's no kepeda in what you, at least b'di'eved, in what you glue it together with. Okay? But obviously, lechatchila, you should follow what the Shulchan Aruch says and use kosher glue from a kosher animal. Memches. Imtzipa habatim bizav, or behema tmeya psulim. If you covered the batim with a layer of gold or with a layer of leather from a behema tmeya, the tefillin is pasul. Mishnah Berurah Reish Chaf Aleph, O Be'or Perish. Sha'asa Or Mitchila Mibehema Torah. Initially you made the leather from Behema Torah. Ve'acharad, afterwards Sipa Al Osa Or, and afterwards you layered on top of that leather Behema Tzmeya. Afilu Achi Psulim, even so it's going to be puzzle. Vafilu Chatach B'makai Mashinin, and even if you cut a hole where the shins are, Shashin Nirin, so the shins can be seen through, and therefore the shins themselves are being seen. What's being seen are the shins from leather that's from a kosher species of animal. Nira, that would still be a problem. And he says, "V'ayin the bear halacha adkan."